We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There is so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we have carved out a space just for you. The creative entrepreneurs making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is so much we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, welcome back to Proof to Product. I'm your host, Katie Hunt, and today's guest is Chaitra Radhakrishna. She is the founder of Pink Pot Studio, a Shopify design and photography studio specifically working with product-based business owners. For over 4 years, she has done web design and development in the software industry, and she started her own design studio in 2015 when she moved from India to the United States. Moving to a new country and starting a new business, it was all pretty nerve-wracking, but luckily her business took off and she never looked back. She thrives on helping women entrepreneurs create a bigger visual impact online and grow their business through conversion-focused Shopify design and product photography. She's been featured and she's spoken at Alt Summit, Craftcation, Snap Conference, ConvertKit, and Creative Markets, among others. Today's episode is rich with information, and you are going to want to have a notebook and pen handy. Chaitra shares 7 types of product photos that every single brand needs, plus her 5 simple steps for taking professional-looking photos with your smartphone. And spoiler alert, you don't have to invest in fancy equipment or tools. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to share this note I received from Amy Wilkins of Verity Press. Amy joined our Proof to Product Labs community earlier this year, and here's what she has to say about the program. Quote, I am 100% glad that I joined Proof to Product Labs. As a Paper Camp alum, I knew the time spent with you, Katie, would be worth every minute and every penny. Proof to Product Labs is perfectly organized and beneficial for any stage of business. It's fantastic to have so many elements converging in one place, our monthly masterclasses, coaching calls, the podcast, community conversations, and resources. Proof to Product Labs is truly an incredible knowledge, strength, and support bundle. Thank you so much. Amy, thank you so much for your kind words. We're so happy to have you in our community and are excited about your upcoming launch. Listeners, the door to Proof to Product Labs are always open so that you can get the help you need when you need it most. And we have members that are in the startup phase like Amy, as well as seasoned business owners who have more than 10 years experience under their belt. If you would like support, head to prooftoproduct.com/labs to join our 12-month group coaching program that was specifically built for product-based business owners and all of the things that you encompass and deal with on a day-to-day basis. All right, friends, let's get started with today's episode all about product photography with Chaitra Radhakrishna of Pink Pot Studio. Hi, Chaitra. Welcome to Proof to Product. I'm so happy to have you here.
Hey, Katie. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
It's my pleasure. I am also needing to share with our audience, you have been so flexible with the changes of scheduling here, and this content you are offering is so rich. I was like, we have to get her on some way, somehow. So anyhow, I just thank you again for being here and being flexible with me through all these crazy months of rescheduling that we've had to do.
It's been quite a few crazy months, and I totally understand. I'm just very, very thrilled to be here, honestly.
Well, awesome. Okay, so today I really want to dive into product photography with you. Now more than ever, product photos are such an important piece of selling our products online. What is a common mistake that you see product-based business owners making when it comes specifically to their product photography?
I think when it comes to product photography, the main thing is communicating how the product really looks in, you know, real life online. You want to communicate how awesome it is in real life, in a way that is clear to audience online. And that is where I feel like people are not communicating that value of their products correctly. So first thing that they don't do is using lifestyle shots. And basically what I mean by that is showing your customers how really your products can impact them in real life. I think it's all about communicating the value of your products and how your customer can use your products in real life. And communicating that through lifestyle shots becomes very important, because think about it. When it comes to shopping in a brick and mortar store, when a customer walks in, they have the capability to see the product, feel the product, touch the product, and actually experience the product in real life.
Right.
When it comes to online shopping, none of that is possible. So all the pressure comes down to just one thing: product photos. So if you are not communicating the value, the look and feel of your product in photos in the right way, then you're leaving a lot of money on the table. You're really not building trust and connection with your customer. And I think that's one of the biggest mistakes I see people do with their product photography.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I will say, having coached so many people in this sphere, product photography is very overwhelming for them, especially because many of them have large product lines. So then how many photos of each product do I need and how can I systematize this? And some of the other fears and concerns they have are, I don't have a budget to hire a professional photographer. I don't know what kind of photos I need to take. So I am excited that you're here so that we can drill down on this. So what are some of, you mentioned lifestyle shots, but I'd like to dive into this a little more deeply. What are some of the different types of product shots that every product-based business owner needs?
Okay. So there are basically seven types of different shots that product-based business owner can take for their products. But of course, depending on your particular product and your particular brand and business, some shots might make more sense than the others, you know? So I'll just go and like go over all the seven kinds of shots. And depending on the brand and the business, you can just see like how to customize that for your audience can customize it for their own brand and for their own business. So the first shot is the studio shot. The studio shot is something that is like a simple plain photo of your product on a plain background. Clarity is the main thing that is important when it comes to a studio shot, because you just clearly and accurately want to present the product to the customer.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So the second one is the lifestyle shot, right? So the lifestyle shot is the one you would use to show your customer how their life will look like by using the product. Right. So for this, you'll present your product in its natural environment. So for example, if you take a candle, for example, you want to show it in like a cozy bedroom side table or on a desktop, like wherever you think your customer would use it. Take a photo of your product in such a natural setting. And that is what constitutes like the lifestyle shot. The third shot is the detail shot, right? So the detail shot is basically a close-up shot of your product. And this shot helps your customer understand like the details of your product. So with like example of a candle, again, you really want to focus and zoom in and show the details of the products. If there's a design, if there's a label on the candle, you really want to zoom in on those details. Because again, when it comes to online shopping, you really can't see the product in any other way except the photos. So you want to take away any kind of confusion or answer any questions or objections that your customer might have when they are on the product page. So this will really make it easier for them to make that buying decision. That's the detail shot for you. And the next one is the multiple shot. So these are really good for like documenting products that are sold in like multiples or different variations. Think about rings, for example, like finger rings or jewelry. They might come in different finishes like rose gold, silver, and gold. So like just showing all of them in one shot can be really compelling and also show different variations, the depth and sides and angles. It's all like really good to put that together in one compelling image for the customer.
I like this one in particular because I think you could work it from a few different ways. Like you said, showing the different variations of rose gold, silver, gold, whatever that might be. But you could also use it as a merchandising tactic for people that are trying to decorate their homes. Maybe you have candles, but you also have pillows or art prints or things like that. And you could show these things in a collection of how multiple product categories could be used together as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And you can also like if your product like mugs or something comes in different prints and colors and finishes, you really can show them all in one photo just to kind of give like a feeling of how they would look together if they were purchased. I know this company, Rifle Paper Co., right? So they are amazing at doing this. They really show group shots amazingly well on their Instagram feed. And it just blows my mind. Their photography is so on point and it just looks fantastic.
Yeah, they do a great job with it.
Yeah. So the next shot is the packaging shot. I mean, if you're really putting all that effort into creating beautiful packaging for your products, showing it in a shot, like how your product looks when it's packaged, the packaging of your product, it really creates that connection and trust with your customers. And also showcasing the packaging, and if it's really good, it also kind of conveys to the customer that this can be used as a gift. So it conveys to your customer that this product can also be gifted to somebody, because the packaging just like conveys that luxury or like the gifting feel about the product. So I think packaging shots are one thing that like usually companies forget to include, but that can really make a huge difference. And these also do very well on social media, like Instagram as well. So yeah, packaging shot is one definitely to include.
Awesome. Are those all of them, or did we cover seven, or where are we at? Okay, I lost count. I'm sorry.
No worries. There's one more. So the process shot. So if you make your products by your own hand or you design them, it's really useful to show the process behind creating these products. So let's say you are a pottery person or you are a jewelry person. Like if you're hand making those products, showing the process behind it, like how you're doing it behind the scenes, it's really so like it makes you feel privileged when a customer looks like, oh, this is how it's created and I get to have that. That creates, again, a lot of trust and connection with your brand. And these shots especially do very well on Instagram. I think if you go to the explore feed of Instagram, you see a lot of brands sharing like how they do things behind the scenes. So when it comes to like painting your stationery products or creating ceramic mugs or pottery or jewelry, for example, really showing the process behind these products can go a long way in creating connection.
100% agree with you. I, you know, listening to all seven of those steps, I keep thinking and my head keeps going back to, it is our job to utilize these photos to explain to customers how they can personally use it, how they can see it fitting into their life, how they could gift it to somebody else, and why it would be a meaningful product that either them or someone else needs to have in their life. The process stuff is incredibly powerful. And so I want to reinforce what you're talking about there. And I would urge our listeners that yes, the photos of behind the scenes is important and the process photos are important, but if you can even do some video of that behind the scenes and process and then pull screenshots of that to use as photos, like I think there's a lot that you could repurpose there. One of my coaching clients, her name is Betsy from Bloom Wolf Studio. Mm-hmm. She has recently embarked on sharing some behind the scenes on TikTok, and they're showing themselves like packaging things and pulling orders and highlighting products. And she is seeing one, she's having a lot of fun with it. Mm-hmm. And two, she's seeing direct business correlating from just being casual and being a little bit messy. Like, I'm not saying she's messy, but just having fun with it and playing instead of worrying about the perfect photo or the perfect video.
Exactly.
You know, it's kind of fun and on the fly. So anyhow, I just wanted to reiterate, I agree all seven of those photos are super important, but I think you can also think a little bit further out of how you can leverage mm-hmm. them in different places. So for our listeners, you know, check out those different process videos and process shots that you can share.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because people often think they like need really perfect like studio shots or things like that. When it comes to these process shots, I feel like when you said it's not really unpolished or not like it's not messy really, but it's more like raw behind the scenes.
Right. That's a better description.
Yeah. Yes. It's just real, you know, and brands connect. Like today they want to see the maker, the creator behind these products. And it really adds that layer of they can relate to the products, you know, they can relate to the products that they buy and keep in their house. So it just is amazing to use these process shots for sure. Yeah,
I agree. You know, I know one of your strengths that you help teach is that you don't have to necessarily invest in professionals for these types of photos. And I know you have a 5-step process that you recommend for taking photos, product photos with just your iPhone.
Yeah.
Do you mind sharing those steps with us today and how you do that?
One thing I want to talk about is when people often think about product photography, they just get very complicated about it in their head. Like, let's buy a DSLR camera and invest in these crazy lenses and lighting equipment and all those.
Yes, all the things.
And then their photos still don't look great. And that's because it's not the tool, but it's the technique that matters. So with the right techniques, you can take better photos with your smartphone than many people would with their DSLR, right?
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, and plus DSLR cameras are expensive. There's a steep learning curve with those cameras.
Totally.
A long time to kind of take the photos and post-processing, Lightroom, Photoshop. It's just too much. And for a product-based business owner who are really interested in selling their products, nobody has time to learn photography.
Yeah, and most of the people listening right now are running very small businesses. It's one person, or maybe they have a small team. And so I agree with you. I think this is product photography feels very daunting to many people. And so I love that you are breaking it down to using your smartphone and here's how you can do it.
Exactly. And you can do it in 5 easy steps, right? And I'll just break that down a little bit for everybody that's listening. So the first step is lighting, right? So lighting is the critical thing when it comes to photography. They say photography is painting with light. So lighting is just so important. So one thing that people often think when it comes to lighting is they need to get all these fancy lighting setups. But let me tell you, I always recommend using natural light for your photos. And really, you don't need a ton of light to get awesome photos. You just need a little bit of natural light. And in fact, people think they need to shoot on bright, sunny days. Mm-hmm. And contrary to what most people think, it's not true. You want to shoot on cloudy days. So cloudy days are like the best days for shooting product photos because the sun is behind the clouds, right? So
yeah, it's filtered.
Exactly. So the light comes in, it's already diffused. It's not sharp. It doesn't create crazy shadows in your photos. It's nice and diffused and creates really that beautiful wispy highlights and soft shadows and creates a beautiful setup for the lighting in your photos. So shoot on cloudy days, right? That's like my big
check. Got it.
Yeah. And you can also use a reflector. A reflector is basically just a $1 foam board, like a white foam board that you can grab off on Amazon or Michael's or any craft store. And you can place it on the opposite direction to the incoming light so that as the incoming light is falling on the reflector bounces that light back onto the scene, and that helps brighten up the scene. So that really helps on days when there's extremely low lighting, or if you just live in a place where there's not much light, using a reflector can totally help out with the lighting.
Very cool.
Right. So the first step is lighting. I think just setting up a simple scene right next to a small window in your house and using a reflector on the other side, I think this is all you need for product photography lighting, like simple setup, right? So you can.
Yeah, a dollar and a window. Excellent. I can do that.
At cloudy days, you don't even need bright sunny days.
Right.
And let's say you live in a very bright sunny place, like if you have a lot of sunshine and it's just creating a lot of shadows, you can just use a white translucent curtain in front of your window. So that diffuses the light. In case the clouds are not there to diffuse the light, you can just use a white curtain to just diffuse that light and make the light even in your scene.
We also use at Home Depot or a lot of the hardware stores, they will have these paper curtains.
Yeah.
We actually used them when we moved into our home before we had actual real curtains. And you can just stick it. They're inexpensive and you can stick them on the window and they're white or they're gray, depending on what you're trying to go for. And it really did a nice job of diffusing the light for that too. So that was another inexpensive way to mask some extra sun if you need to.
Yeah, exactly. So with just $5 to $10, you can set up a really nice lighting setup for your product photography at the comfort of your house, right?
Perfect.
So that's step number one. Step number two is styling your photos. So styling is basically visual storytelling, right? So when I say styling, I'm referring to the way you design and lay out the scene for your product photos. So it's not just about arranging pretty things together, but it's also about doing it in a way that is meaningful and conveys a message to your customer and evokes an emotion in them, right? So there's absolutely no wrong or right way to style product photos because it's just so individual. But a well-styled photo is on brand and it looks cohesive and it tells a story.
I have something to mention about this. So I've done a lot of catalog reviews in my day for a wholesale side of things. So I love styled photos because I think it not only evokes the emotion like you're talking about, but it also adds a logistical layer to it, I guess, is what I want to say. When you have other pieces or other things. You know, if it's somebody selling a handbag and the bag is over the shoulder, somebody could see how long the shoulder straps are and how where it would hit on their body as they hold it, you know? But a mistake I have seen, and I do want to caution our listeners about this, with styled shots is sometimes people get a little overzealous with the amount of props that they use in styled photos.
Right.
And or they're using products that are not their own. And sometimes, at least on the wholesale side, and this could cause confusion on the retail side too, if they're using, you know, for example, washi tape that's from another brand that's not their own, a buyer might confuse that as, oh, well, I want the washi tape, right, you know, when really that's just a prop for the image. So I think lifestyle photos are hugely important. I think they do, you know, they serve a lot of great needs for showcasing your products, both on a emotion side and a like really tying that connection with the customer, but also a logistical side. But we do have to be careful, in my opinion, of like overuse of other people's products or decor type things in your product shots, I should say.
Exactly. So that's why, I mean, that is such a valid like confusion. Like when you use many products to style your scene, it's just very confusing to the person looking at it. So you always want to make sure you use props and backgrounds that are not distracting from the main product itself. And that's the one thing that I always suggest is when you're styling your scene, always start with your product at the center of focus, right? And then add supporting elements around it. Because if you do it in any other way, it's very confusing to the person looking at the photo. And they might be like, what exactly should I be looking at in this photo? What is the product?
What are they selling? Exactly. Yes.
So you never want to confuse your customer at all when it comes to these kind of things. You want to be very careful when you're selecting props and backgrounds to style your scene, for sure. And another thing, when you are styling photos, you want to think about your target customers a little bit on that emotion thing, right? So what emotions do you want to evoke or convey to your audience? Because emotions are the crux of like these lifestyle shots. So think about what you want your customer to feel when they come to your website or they land on your product pages. Do you want them to feel cheerful, energized, like adventurous? And keeping these things in mind while styling your photos can really help create that emotion and connection with your customers.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've got lighting, we've got styled photos.
Yes.
What is the third step of taking these photos with your smartphone?
Yeah, so the third step is actually going and capturing the photos. And this is where the iPhone stuff comes into picture, right? So you want to make sure you compose your shot very well. So composition is one thing that comes into picture when taking photos with your iPhone. Composition is a very key element of every product photo, but it's still a little bit of a, you know, something that's hard to achieve, right? So composition basically refers to how you arrange the objects in the scene that you're going to shoot while you're framing it on your iPhone camera. So one thing that I suggest doing is on your iPhone camera or any smartphone camera today, you can actually turn on the grid. So there's a setting to turn on the grid, right? And when you turn it on, there actually is a 3x3 grid that appears on your camera screen. And you can actually use that to really create beautiful compositions. And there's something called the rule of thirds, which says that if you place your product at one of the intersection points of that grid or along one of those lines, then that creates more interesting compositions than any other way. So usually what people do is they just place their product right in the center and try to click a photo, right? That's just normally what we do. Because
I'm guilty of that when I had my product-based business, yes.
Yeah, because we as human beings love symmetry, right? Mm-hmm. We love everything to be symmetrical. So we'll just place a product at the center and just snap a photo. But the problem with this is just like you love symmetry, all human beings do. So when they see it, nothing in their brain is going like click to, you know, it doesn't capture attention. But instead, if you use the rule of thirds and place it a little bit off center, that really actually captures the attention of somebody looking at it, because the normal way the mind is trained, it's something off that. So they'll be like, oh, this looks a little different. Let me look at it a little more carefully, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that is why composition becomes so important. And it's so funny. I use that sound click. I don't even know what that means, but
I know what you mean.
But anyway, so it's really important to create like compelling compositions that are really appealing and evoke curiosity and interest in your product photos.
Excellent.
So that's step number three. Now let's talk about the next thing, editing, right? That's the fourth step.
Oh, I can feel myself sweating because this is always the part that, like, I think people have the most, I have the most trouble with. So, yeah.
Absolutely. So one thing I want everybody to take away from this, if there's just one thing I want anybody to take away from this, it is this one. No amount of editing can turn a bad photo into a good one, right? So editing for sure helps you fix your photos. But if the photo was not shot in the right way to begin with, then no amount of editing can help make the photo better. So always make sure that you've given your best shot to the photo before you take it for editing. Now, the next question is, what apps do I use, right?
Exactly. I was just going to say, the question is how. Everyone's going to be like, I want the how. Where? What apps do I need to use?
Oh my God. There are, like, I think 1.5 million apps in the iOS store. Tens of thousands of them are dedicated to photography. So it's very tempting to download all of these apps, hoping that they'll transform your photos. But in reality, you just need one or maximum two apps to really get stellar product photos. So the first app that I absolutely recommend is Snapseed. So that is from Google. It's a very robust and powerful app that you can use to edit your product photos. And the second app that I recommend is Adobe Lightroom. So I have no clue how, but they somehow managed to fit that entire huge software into one tiny app that fits on your phone, right? Yeah. Adobe Lightroom is awesome. Just the way you can use it on desktop, you can use it on your phone as well. It's just so robust and it just takes your photos to the next level.
And I'm hearing more and more photographers are selling Lightroom filters, I think. Is that the word, the proper term? Presets. Okay.
Yeah.
And so do you recommend those, one and two? You're shaking your head yes and no at the same time. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, that's the Indian head shake. I don't know if you know her. We do like this, but we mean something else. Like, anyway, yeah.
So what do you think about presets?
Presets. I don't recommend using Lightroom presets or any kind of filters for that matter, just because I feel like some filters can absolutely alter the look of your product. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's say your product actually is red in color. Right. But if you use a preset that has a color filter on top of it, it can totally transform the color of your product from red to, let's say, orange, right? And you're putting all these photos on Instagram, and many people sell on Instagram. And the customer sees this photo, orders it, and now, hello, surprise, it's not red really, it's orange, or there's a difference in color. That's where the problem starts. And I feel like a lot of these color filters and presets alter the look of your products. And that's why I don't recommend using them. But if you can be 100% sure that you're using them in a way that is not changing the look of your product, then you can go ahead. But
some of the ones I've seen are more, they're not color overlays, rather they're more like brightening ones. But even that, your original photo is going to be taken in different lighting every single time, right? You do a photo shoot, right? Right. So even if you were to do like a standardized preset that brightens your photos, it might, the end result's not going to be the same for every photo shoot if you use
exactly.
Preset.
And presets are like, you obviously, even after using a preset, you definitely have to do some editing for your photos to make them all look consistent and cohesive.
Got
it. Sometimes when you take photos in different lighting conditions, the same preset won't work the exact same way for all of them.
Okay. So if we don't use presets per your recommendation, then, but we can still use all the different features in Lightroom to brighten our images are there any things you absolutely recommend using in Lightroom for product photos?
One thing that I love in Lightroom is the white and black and highlights and shadows. This particular segment in Adobe Lightroom is very useful in adjusting like the exposure and contrast of your photos. So usually what we do with exposure and contrast is we just increase the exposure to go up on the lighting and contrast as well. But what happens when you just use these two sliders is there's no balance in the photo. Sometimes the balance can go off. So instead, what I do recommend is using this white and black highlights and shadows, that particular segment in the editing panel. So you can go less on the whites, right? And whites low, highlights up, high on shadows and low on blacks. This is what I recommend. So
we'll put that in the show notes, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. In case I messed it up, I'll make sure to send it over in the show notes. And also I have a editing workflow in my free email course.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah,
so I'll talk a little bit about that, or you can include that in the show notes as well. So you can hop on there and just check that out as well. Yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And the last step is exporting your photos in high quality from your iPhone or any smartphone to use on your website or product listings or catalogs or even social media, right? So technically when we say high resolution, we mean high quality, like the number of pixels that are in your image, right? So often resolution is specified in terms of the width and height of the image. And today's smartphones are really awesome. They have really they create high resolution images. So it's just all about exporting it in the right way so that you can actually use them in high quality on any platform that you want them. So one thing I recommend using is always use AirDrop if you use the iPhone, or use Dropbox to kind of transfer photos between the phone and the desktop, just because some other software can mess the quality of your photos a little bit.
Yeah.
And also don't over-edit your photos, right? Sometimes what people do is they edit it on one app and then they take that edited photo into another app and they add something over there and then they take it from there. You know, that causes a little bit of discrepancy in the compression and resolution of your photos, and that decreases the quality. So I would not over edit your photos for sure. Just use one app, max two. I wouldn't even go to two. Actually, you just need one app. So just use one app to edit your photos. That is one thing. And also when you're shooting on your iPhone, right, there are two cameras, the front camera and the rear camera. The front camera is the one you use for selfies and stuff like that. And the rear camera or the back camera is the one you actually need to use for serious photos, because the rear camera is the one that has higher resolution.
Right.
So always make sure to use the back or rear camera to take product photos. Yeah, I think that are my main tips when it comes to exporting your photos in high quality.
Those are fantastic tips. I feel like you have just dropped so much knowledge on us about the types of photos we should be trying to capture, and then how to do it in a way that's not going to break the bank, that's not going to make us feel too overwhelmed, hopefully. But I know you really simplified the process, so thank you for that. You mentioned your email challenge or email course, correct?
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I know people are going to want to learn more from you, you know, after listening to this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go to productphotographyschool.co, and there I have a free 5-day email course. And on every single day of that email course, you get a lesson for each of these steps that I just talked about. So the first day is all about lighting, and I actually show you in photos and video demos how to exactly do the things that I just spoke about. So that's a practical on-hands kind of session and a course that will really help you take your photos to the next level. So definitely check that out. I'll make sure to add the link.
I am so excited for that. I'm going to go take that email course because I think it's so... You broke this down into such simple steps, but I know there's more to it. I know that there's more nuances to how we can do these things better. But thank you so much for joining me today and sharing all these tips. Do you want to share, aside from that URL you just shared, where can people find you online? Where can they check out the other resources and services that you offer in your business?
Yeah. So I basically run a Shopify design and product photography studio.
Right. We didn't even talk about that. Talk about your Shopify design background and who you work with there. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So basically, I actually started off as a web designer. I'm actually a trained software engineer who stumbled upon online business and then started my own web design studio back in 2015. And as I was trying to build my audience, I started realizing that photos are hugely important. And that's how I got into photography. So today I run both Shopify design as well as product photography studio. And you can find me at pinkpotstudio.com. And that's like the hub of my entire business. So I work with product-based businesses on the Shopify web design strategy kind of thing. And also I teach product photography to e-commerce product-based business owners. So
I love it. Thank you for sharing that background too. I should have started with that. I apologize. But I've been following you online, and I've picked up so many fun tips for, like you said, website development and how to maximize Shopify, and then also here on the photo side, which is why I was really excited to talk to you today, because this is a huge pain point.
Right.
Product photography is a huge pain point for a lot of product makers, because if you think about it, again, they're one or two person shops and they're running, they're designing, they're doing the creative, they're doing the marketing, they're doing the finances, they're doing the production, they're doing all these things. And product photos kind of fall to the wayside, in my opinion, from what I've seen working with my clients and even in my own experience. And so you are simplifying this and boiling it down to like, here's how you can integrate this without spending a ton of time or money or energy on it. And I love that, because simple is what we need right now.
Exactly. And as solo entrepreneurs, you have really limited budgets and limited time, and you just want to maximize on everything you can. Yeah, exactly. And product photography is a huge deal, to be honest.
It's huge. Yeah. It's what communicates our offers. It communicates our products and services to the world. So that it does the selling when we're not there. So
exactly. It's everything is so visual today, like Pinterest, Instagram. Like, imagine, like, you don't even read a product description completely, but you definitely will look at all the product photos before you make that purchase. So
absolutely.
Yeah, doubling down on those product photos is huge.
Chaitra, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing your knowledge with all of us. We will be sure to include all of those links you shared with us in the show notes so people can get your free content and learn more about the products and services you have available to us. But thank you for your time and your generosity.
Oh, no, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Katie. I'm a huge fan of this show. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're making me blush. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, friends, does your hand hurt from taking so many notes today? I loved the tactical strategies that Chaitra shared with us today. Be sure to check out the show notes to get on her email list, where she's going to talk more about those 5 steps of shooting product photography, or product photos rather, from your smartphone. Also, I chatted with Chaitra after we stopped recording, and we are going to find a time for her to come and do a more in-depth training inside of our Proof to Product Labs community, and you will not want to miss it. Each month inside of Labs, we focus on a different topic to help you push your business forward. We want you to earn more revenue. We want you to simplify your systems and build a stronger business foundation. So Proof to Product Labs is our affordable, accessible professional development tool that we built out specifically for the challenges that all of you product designers face. So if you're interested and you want to learn more from Chaitra and from me and the other guest experts we have, join us inside of Proof to Product Labs by going to prooftoproduct.com/labs. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening today. I will be back with a new episode very soon.